True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Would have given anything to see Wolfgang Van Halen break out a little bit of that last night, but he doesn't do that in his concerts, but it was still nice that he did a tribute to his dad last night. All right, let me play this, and then we're going to ask for somebody to break this down in like regular layman's terms. This is Cheryl Cassone from Fox. Listen.
Market's looking at the core numbers because those came in lighter than expected. You got a gain of 0.1%. The expectation was 0.2% for core month over month, and then year over year came in lighter than expected at 2.6%.
All right, so I'm going to go to my expert here, Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of the Big Money Show. Tell us what Cheryl was talking about. Taylor, good morning to you, on these inflation numbers.
Yes. Okay. So we got inflation numbers yesterday. And, you know, some good news and some bad news. I think when she's talking about the headline numbers versus core, as we know, core is just excluding food and energy because those are very volatile numbers that can change month to month. So they're included in the headline number. But if you strip those out, you get the core number, which tries to look at a basket of goods that are less volatile to get a better read over time of what's really happening. Inflation, I will say, still feels like a little bit of a problem. So, yes, we're closer to 3%, which is better than the peak of 9% that we had 3 years ago. But the problem is we're thinking about inflation, as you know, in cumulative terms.
Yes.
So during that Biden administration, cumulative, adding all of it up, was at more than 21%. So while we're down to prices just growing on average, let's say 2.5, 2.7, 3%. It's on top of that 21%, which is why consumers don't feel good. That's why affordability is still top of mind. So that's sort of been the key issue here. We saw that clearly in the elections earlier this month, and it's something that the White House, I think rightfully so, is refocusing on. And here is just the issue. If you want prices to actually come down, prices to fall, a lot of people say, well, that's deflation. The problem with that is that means we are in a recession because demand has slowed so much that people have stopped buying anything that that's why prices are falling. So you don't necessarily actually want prices to come back down to where they were a couple years ago. That's where the conversation gets really tricky with yes. consumers. The best way, frankly, to deal with this is to grow real wages, to make sure that if you stay at your current job or if you move to a new job, the wage increase that you get outpaces the increase that we're seeing in prices. That means that you are actually having more in your pocketbook at the end of every month. But that's harder to do, and that takes time, as you've seen.
Yeah, I heard J.D. Vance say that the other day. We're going to have to ask the public for some patience. I hope they have that patience, because manufacturing jobs don't get created overnight. We hear announcements every day that Toyota and all these other companies are reinvesting in America and adding jobs. But if it takes 18 months to build the facility, that's 18 months down the road, right?
Yep, which is why I think you and I spoke right after Trump's election and said, you have 18 months to get this job done, because then it's midterm.
Yep.
We're running on a 2-year cycle. I think when we come back in January after the holidays, it's a race to the midterm. And whether you want to, people always blame the party in power, right? So they're going to blame Trump next year, even though we are digging out of the Biden big government spending inflationary spiral. Because you know what? Trump's in power, and it's just easy to blame the person in power. The White House knows that. The Republican administration knows that. So they're going to have to speed things along. I think the good news is the big, beautiful bill that is law that was signed last July, we're going to start to feel a lot of effects from that. I had a few people come up to me in the last few weeks and say, how does the overtime, no tax on overtime and no tax on tips work? And I kind of explained it and broke it down to them and basically said, you're hoping to get a good refund when you file taxes in April. And they said, oh, okay, that sounds really good. So I think there's a few things that we can look forward to in the coming months that'll really boost the way people feel. But until then, frankly, the data doesn't look great in terms of some of the consumer confidence and consumer spending.
We were just talking yesterday, Taylor, about how there's some projection.
And welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you too. I was going to say, I think you came back from maternity leave when I went on maternity leave.
Oh,
no,
wasn't that close? You overlapped quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I just that tired?
When did
that
you
I'm
come
not...
back, Taylor? Was it about a month ago? A little less?
Yeah.
No, I've been gone for 3 months. But yeah. No. We didn't overlap. This is the first time I'm talking to Taylor in like 4 months.
No, you
I
were
think.
Both off at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm
so
saying.
Like she came back from maternity leave,
exactly.
And I was on maternity leave. But I heard it was a crazy story. You had your baby in the car, so I'm glad everything went well. That's awesome.
And congrats to you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, we were talking about how there's some projection that home insurance premiums are supposed to go up 16% over the next 2 years. So 8% the first year and then another 8% the following year. So it seems like there's so many other factors where even if this were to go down, well, then this goes up and people end up feeling the same way. They still feel like things are really, really tight.
Exactly. And this is where we come down to messaging. So when Zohran Mamdani, the mayor that we just elected in New York City, met with Trump at the White House last week, they both said affordability is the issue. They just have vastly different views on how to fix it.
Yeah.
Trump wants deregulation. Even I think Kevin Hassett has said, if you want lower inflation, move to a red state, because inflation, food costs, energy costs are higher in blue states with the regulation and the taxes. So we have vastly different views on how we think we can bring affordability back. The left wants more big government spending, more regulation, more taxing the rich, and more redistribution of wealth. Trump and generally Republicans want lower taxes, lower red tape, lower regulation, more competition, and more competition will bring lower prices. But they're agreeing that affordability is the issue. It's just a matter of how we get there. And there are wildly different views and viewpoints on how we get there. But people don't care.
No.
They're going to blame the party in power. They don't want to see home insurance prices, to your example, go up. And when they do, they're going to be ticked off no matter what.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's unfortunate that so many voters have the attention span of a gnat and don't realize that, mm-hmm. you know, motions are underway right now that will address this problem. It's just you can't snap your fingers and do it. And the Fed could help a lot by looking at those jobs numbers and realizing the economy needs a little help here, don't you think?
Well, and Stephen Miron spoke on this. He said, we want to cut rates now because we're making policy for 2027 because monetary policy works at an 18-month lag. They're not cutting rates based on today or next year. They're cutting rates based on what they see now in 2027. So yes, they're data dependent and they're seeing the softening and normalization of that labor market. and inflation coming down. But by the time they act, it takes 18 months for that looser monetary policy to work itself through the entire ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's just going to take time. But unfortunately, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you don't have the grace of time.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's true.
You know, I read a recent note from Bank of America. 25% of households are living paycheck to paycheck. And I said that statistic on air. And every comment I got back was, that doesn't seem high enough. I'm shocked that it's that low. That the sentiment out there is that well more than a quarter of us are living paycheck to paycheck. So it's about bringing costs down. I wish it were as easy for me to be like, fine, I'm going to move to Florida where I get more of my income and I don't have to pay income taxes like I do in New York. But a lot of people don't have the luxury of just being able to move to a red state. So there has to be more to it than that.
That's a good point. Hey, what does Thanksgiving look like for you?
You know, I am so blessed. My parents made it safely on a big airplane yesterday. They got through TSA. They got through the air traffic controller. So they arrived, and we are having Thanksgiving, hosting my parents and my two baby girls.
Aww.
That's so great. I'm sure your parents are thrilled to be there with those babies.
Yeah, you know, and we're just grateful, right? Grateful for a job, grateful for a paycheck, grateful to live in this amazing country where we get to have the debates of socialism versus capitalism, and we hopefully get to have that in a spirited, nonviolent way.
Amen.
So I'm grateful for the opportunity for that.
Well, Taylor, we're grateful for your time each week, so thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Welcome back, Kim.
Thank you so much. You
too. We'll talk soon. Taylor Riggs there. You can watch her on the Big Money Show. She's one of the three anchors on that show, in fact. And you can watch her weekdays. And, of course, she's great. Love having her on here. And love having Charles when we can get him. But he's so busy these days. What a great fill-in.
I saw him on yesterday. He's always wearing those really, you know,
loud suits,
jazzy
suits
and stuff. You can pull him off, though, but man, Taylor is just smart as a whip and so sweet.
She really is down to earth, very, very easy to talk to. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the fact that it is Thanksgiving Eve, and a lot of people, going to be a big party tonight downtown at just across the way here at the Enterprise Center. We're going to go down there and have some fun with guns and hoses. We're going to talk about the need, the whole reason for the event with Colonel Larry O'Toole, Executive Director of Backstoppers, when we come back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.